Good day. Welcome to SWG Vendor Operations Guidelines for Vendors, Step 2, Consultant Documentation Prior to an Engagement. This presentation is designed for all vendors. Please review Step 2 after you've reviewed Step 1 and before continuing with the education for Steps 3 and 4. Please go to the next slide. We'll review the requirements for consultant documentation, including resume, contact information, verification, and travel profile. Please go to the next slide. This slide summarizes the information or documentation that we require for each consultant and your contact ID for obtaining blank forms and returning completed forms. Please go to the next slide. The next two slides display our standard resume template. The website for this form is provided. The website has instructions. Please note that your consultant's resume can only be accepted in this format. Please study slides 5 and 6 at your convenience and then go to slide 7. Slide 8 will display contact information we need for each consultant. The website for this form is provided. The website has instructions. Please study slide 8 at your convenience and then go to slide 9. Slide 9. The resource verification form lets us meet IBM Human Resources and Procurement requirements. Please note that both state, county, and federal CBCs are required and must be renewed every 3 years should your consultant continue to work on IBM engagements. If the consultant is a citizen or resident of a country other than the U.S., the CBC requirement may be applied differently. Please go to the next slide. The next two slides display the resource verification form. The website for this form is provided. The website has instructions. The actual CBC should not be provided. Please note that the IBM employee question concerns former IBM employees, not former subcontractors to IBM. Please study slides 11 and 12 at your convenience and then go to slide 13. Slide 13. An engagement may require travel. The supplier and IBM agree in advance as to whether that travel is a reimbursable expense. If so, then the consultant must obtain a travel profile with American Express and use Amex to book airfare, hotel, and rental car as applicable. We have a detailed manual that explains reimbursable travel expenses, how to obtain and use an Amex travel profile, and how to document travel expense. Slides 13 and 14 highlight a few of the travel requirements. Please study slides 13 and 14 at your convenience and then go to slide 15. Slide 15. The next five slides display the American Express Travel Profile Request Form. The website for this form is provided. The website has instructions. The profile request can take up to 24 hours, so please plan accordingly. Generally speaking, the profile expires at the end of the engagement. A credit card is required to make reservations. A consultant's airline, hotel, and rental car agency membership numbers can be supplied. Please study slides 16 through 20 at your convenience, and then go to slide 21. Slide 21. The next three slides display the travel expense report form. The website for this form is provided. The website has instructions as well as the travel manual. Please study slides 23 through 24 at your convenience. The remaining slides have contact information, including ICS contacts for suppliers we've asked to partner with ICS, brand subcontractor analysts who handle the engagement details, other contacts for areas such as time cards and system access, and business partner relationship managers who manage your overall relationship with IBM. This concludes the presentation. To continue your education, please go to Step 3. Thank you for your time and interest. If you have any questions, please contact your brand subcontractor analyst as indicated in the contact slides.